everybody out there in the talk radio world. Welcome to another fabulous episode of the Boys Power Hour. Yeah. My name is thankfully Positive C. Over to my right is Jenna Brainbox Thornquist.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Producing us, as always, is Will of Violator Shotwell.
Hey, hey.
Tonight is we're in a little bit of a sad, kind of mournful type vibe right now because we're missing somebody.
Cassie's dying.
Basically. Let's not bury the lead. Let's not spoil anything, guys. Spoiler alert, Cassie's dying. No, our
is dead.
No, yeah, no, so she's not suspended this time. She's actually dead. So sorry, Cassie. I hope you feel better. Hope you're listening right now. And in your place, though, is a very valuable person to the Zboys Media Network.
Yes, sir.
Very new member to the Zboys Media Network, but not new to the Talk Radio 1190 airwaves. Nowhere new to that. This is Zach Killian has joined us today.
Hey, what's going on?
And Zach, if you don't know, is the host of the Local Lounge, which can be heard right after Zboys.
Not tonight. We got basketball, baby.
Oh,
Tech
good,
basketball?
Yes.
Who are they playing?
I have no clue. I don't keep up with that.
Yeah, no one should.
I just produce for
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping through the plains.
You know, normally right now I would care, but I've given up. College basketball has a thing that I care about in sports, so I officially have no care about Oklahoma basketball, even though I hope they beat the heck out of Tech. But anyway, we digress to the situation at hand right now. We are going to hang out and have a good time tonight. We have the trend coming up here in a bit. We're also going to debut a new episode, a new segment today where people bring me their problems, and I try to spin it for them positively because I'm Positive C, and apparently that's what I'm supposed to do with a name like that.
So you got to call us in order to do that.
Exactly. Actually, if you call at 877, what's the number?
214-787-1190.
Or 817-787-1190. I am Ron Burgundy. I need information right in front of me, you jerks. Anyway, yeah, call us on that number, or you can hit us up on at Zboys Media on Twitter, and we'll also take suggestions there, or facebook.com/Zboys Media Network on Facebook, and we'll take your problems there and help you out. Also, we're also going to replay an older skit of ours called The Roman Gods of California, and we will get more into that later.
It's a real thing.
But right now, something happened this past week that changed the world forever, because in 2008, the world was changed forever, and America elected its first non-white president in history. And, you know, a lot of things have been said about him, some of them positive, a lot of them negative, some of them positive, you know. But I want to hear what other people have to say about him, besides myself and the people that I know, because, I don't really know you guys as well as I thought so. So I want to hear what you guys have to say about our leaving president. But I don't want to just hear the positive. I want to hear the negative, too. What's your least favorite and most favorite thing about our leaving president? Because he had a big effect on this country and the world's history in the past 8 years.
Yes, he has.
No doubt.
You know, we've got better relations with Cuba, finally. You know, that took a lot of work, and it took a lot of time to get through. And so that's a really positive thing, in my opinion. It's a whole new trade market, although there's not a lot in Cuba we really want besides what was illegal cigars, and maybe rum.
Yeah, because we get their baseball players anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Man, with some negative stuff, you know, we all saw the negative, but none of it was super effective to me, so it's hard to say it was really negative, but we did rack up some debt, but, I mean, that's expected with any president, so you can't really get mad about that.
No.
So, although everybody acts like he's created the most debt ever, but that's the thing is we've had inflation, we've had a lot of different economic crises, so that was expected. But I guess that's one of the worst things he's done.
Well, as for me, when it comes to the positives, there's the Affordable Care Act that actually helped me. I know that's a very touchy top.
That's a dirty word you just said.
It's not Obamacare, but it actually helped me. I don't know if you guys didn't know this, but I actually have a fake hip.
Wow!
Left side of my hip is fake.
Breaking
I didn't know
news.
That.
Yes, I am actually part robot, part metal. That's what I get to tell people. I'm
the android man,
the
an actual cyborg.
Metal. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's awesome.
I'll be the first cyborg human out
it's
there.
It's Zach Killian.
Zach Killianator.
The Killianator.
There you go.
He's branding.
But that helped me through it. When it comes to the negatives, honestly don't know. I don't get into politics much. I was just like, what affects me? And that's how pretty much everyone is. If it affects me, it affects me. But, I mean, there was a whole thing about he didn't show his birth certificate. Well, well, there's the whole thing about the golden showers we're on now.
Yeah.
Donald Trump didn't show his tax returns either. So.
Shower.
I'm more interested in the golden showers now.
Oh, yeah. We all want to know about golden showers.
Will, do you have any positives or negatives about the leaving president to give him on his farewell?
The positive is that I would prefer him to be there versus Trump.
Right.
Yes.
And the negative is he is leaving because now we have to have Trump.
That kind
of
sucks.
I like in his farewell address, he says, the country is in good hands. Half the crowd's
My favorite thing about him, guys, I like the way he carried himself.
Yeah.
I think that literally he is almost a personification of how you should carry yourself as a president. You know what I mean? He had class, like respect and firmness. He had a sense of humor.
Yeah, he was a Harvard law professor, wasn't he?
I'm not sure if he was a professor. I don't know about all that. I know he was a senator for a while. I don't know. We'll have to fact check that. But don't use the Trump fact checking. You might really get let off there. But
you just have to believe me.
Believe me. It's huge.
I know all the best words.
Yeah, I can put all the best words together. No one can put words together as good as me. He knew he was a joke. Like, well, not a joke. He knew he was a part of the jokes. You know what I mean? Like, he made himself sometimes a part of the joke to really, like, get into the people and to be able to feel what the people are really feeling and to connect with the people. And I think that's how presidents should do it. I think that's they are our leader, but they are also a representative of the people.
Yes.
So they need to find a way to connect. I think he did that better than almost any president. And the least favorite thing, even though you liked it and I loved it too, but the Affordable Health Care Act, it sucks because people were so mad about it and so fixated on the fact that it was Obama doing this and da-da-da that they spent so much time trying to knock it down, they forgot to make an alternative for people who have it. So now if it gets stricken away, which probably it will, people like me are going to be, SOL. We're screwed because they didn't come up with an alternative plan. They just wanted to get rid of the plan that was there, which is short-sighted thinking, which is, hey, U.S. government.
There we go.
Let's just complain and just – that's it.
Yeah, no, you were saying, though, that he was like the people's president, basically, which is what has been a great thing for him. You know, he's been funny. It's almost like he became a celebrity more than he was just the president.
If you smell what Obama is cooking.
And Barack's cooking?
Yeah, because, I mean, well, I hold on. Why did you let me do it the wrong way?
I just wanted to see
Obama!
You do it. Say, it should be, can you smell what Barack is cooking?
Well, let me try it again, okay. If you smell what Barack is cooking. Obama pimps white women and black women.
Bow, bow, wow.
No, oh, man, and he just comes out and rock bottoms Donald Trump.
Rock bottoms.
That's how he wins the presidency back. Why hasn't anyone done a video of this? In fact,
celebrity death match.
You know what's going to happen? If you go to facebook.com/TheBoysMedia and The Boys Media Network, you will one day see a video of Barack Obama rock bottoming the Donald Trump and taking over the championship, which is the presidency. We will have that. I guarantee it. Maybe one day. And join us for the rest of the show, guys. The Boys Power Hour is here on Talk Radio 1190, 817-787-1190 or 214-787-1190. So I was testing you guys. We'll be back with having some more fun with Zach Killian right after this.
Okay.
iHeartRadio just got even better. With services and features no one else has. Real live radio and your music in one app. Plus unlimited skips. Play any song. Instantly replay or add songs directly to your playlist that you hear on the radio. Even take your music offline to listen data free. There is nothing else like it.
I'm Lady Gaga.
Bruno Mars.
Blake Shelton.
Katy Perry.
Welcome to the world of iHeartRadio.
Open the app or download it now. The new and improved iHeartRadio. Get it today.
all your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. iHeartRadio just got better. For the first time ever, your favorite radio stations plus your music on demand all in one. Search and play any song from iHeartRadio's library of millions of tracks. Unlimited skips in your custom artist stations. Listen offline without a connection or data usage. Replay and save songs from the radio directly to your playlist with a single tap. Available now in the iHeartRadio app and at iHeartRadio.com. Download and open the iHeartRadio app and try it free.
Here's former pro football linebacker Ben Lieber.
Bipro is the highest quality whey protein isolate you could buy. There's never any fillers, sugars, or additives, and it's naturally sweetened. It's what you need to build and maintain muscle. Right now, go to BiproUSA.com. That's BiproUSA.com. And when you buy one 2-pound jar of Bipro, you get the second jar half off with the promo code IHEART. Plus, you get free shipping. It's BiproUSA.com. Buy one 2-pound jar, get the second half off and free shipping with the promo code IHEART. Bipro, lean, clean protein.
Medieval Times and Dallas Life have teamed up to tackle hunger in North Texas. Bring any non-perishable food item to the Dallas Castle and receive 45% off adult admission for Thursday, Sunday, or the 2 p.m. Saturday show through February 12th. Call 1-888-WE-JOUST or go to medievaltimes.com.
For more information about contests on this station, go to kfxr.com/rules.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with There's a Voice Power Hour forecast. Tonight, cloudy skies and a low around 48, and tomorrow, thunderstorms and a high around 68. This report's brought to you by Jerry Durant Toyota.
Jerry's first huge sale is on at Jerry Durant Toyota.
Drive new 2017 Corolla LEs for $119 a month, 36-month lease.
Hurry to Durant Toyota in Weatherford.
And Jerry Durant Toyota in Granbury.
Excludes DTL and 125 dealer fee with approved credit. Dial 866-484-5835 for full details.
Good news, everyone!
Welcome back to the Zaboys, a power hour. We are here with Zach Killian. He is joining us today because Cassie Hollywood Wilson is not in the building. She is sick. Zach, do you like the old gods of the old world?
What old gods are we talking about?
All of them.
All of them?
Egypt.
Yeah. Well, there's Greek, Egypt. Yeah, we got it depends on how many
Nordic,
thousands of years
American.
You're talking about. Mm-hmm. American. There's only one god in America.
Yeah.
This is true.
And that's Garth Brooks. But, but besides him, yeah. Okay, so what if I told you that we at Zaboys know of a place where all of those gods are just hanging out together, mm-hmm. just, you know.
Like the Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Exactly like the Golden Girls. Well,
literally, exactly. In fact, we have audio of this in a little thing that we like to call the Roman Gods of California. Will, do we have this audio?
We sure do.
Go ahead and play this, Will, and tell us if you would like to venture on to the Roman Gods of California some more.
Even in retirement, I'm still doing my brother's paperwork. Not again.
I'm so sorry.
Hello. Welcome to Heaven on Earth, the home of the Roman Gods of California. I'm Hades, the Secretary of Sales and new member coordinator. How can I help you?
I have traveled many miles, many millennia, and many times to find this place, and I just want to know what I must do to join.
All right, I'll help you fill out the paperwork. What's your name, sir?
My name is Vishnu.
Whoa, Vishnu is enough.
Okay, okay.
And what's your title?
I am the protector of the gods of Hinduism, and I am protector of mankind, and
so,
I am
so
the giver of the...
You're extremely important. I got you.
Yes, yes, very much so.
All right, what's your origin?
I come from the start of everything. From the beginning of time, three eggs
right,
were
right,
birthed.
You've been around forever,
yes.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
You could just say that next time.
Okay.
And what's your reason for leaving your paradise?
My paradise, I have to protect mankind, I have to protect the gods, and I am tired of it, I am tired of that responsibility, and I am also tired of being mistaken from Goro for Mortal Kombat because of my four arms.
You know, I totally get it, people are always calling me Satan, all the time.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
It's awful.
Trust me. And my second job doesn't make it any easier either. All right. So what's the reason for you joining Argok?
I've been hearing about your facility from some time. My brothers and my sisters, Shira, they tell me the things about this place, and they tell me it's a wonderful facility, and I would like to join and be a part of it. But by the way, who picked such a lovely location?
Don't you just love Death Valley? It just has such a ring.
Oh, this is the famous Death Valley. Oh, yes. And yes.
Thankfully, my brother let me at least pick one thing about this establishment, and he let me pick where we're going to be, so...
Oh, okey-doke. Okay.
All right, well, before we get moving on, I have to read you some terms and agreements here.
Okay.
By joining the Roman gods of California, you must agree not to use your powers, blah, blah, blah. You must pay for any damages, blah, blah. If you irritate a fellow member, you are responsible for their actions. You may not have any sexual relations with any other god. If you want visitors, you must place them on the guest list within 48 hours. Failure to oblige to these rules will revoke in your membership, and Medusa will add you to her stone garden gnome collection.
Oh, dear.
Do you agree to these terms?
I certainly do.
All right, well, please sign here.
Excuse me, do you have 3 more pins for my arms?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I feel comfortable now.
All right, now sign here.
Okay.
Sign here.
Okay.
Write your name and blood here.
Okay.
I need you to place your left leg and right arm in this basket.
Which right arm?
It's your choice, sir.
Okay, okay.
All right, I need your thumbprint here.
All 4?
That's fine. Initial here.
Okay.
And I need your blessing right here.
Okay.
Congratulations, you've completed your orientation.
Ooh, I am very relieved that this all was a very painful process.
It can be sometimes. I understand some new people come in and they don't really know how we work here. But if you'll give me a couple of minutes, you'll get some things gathered. I'll take you on a little tour of our community.
No, very much so. I'll go right outside.
All right, Mr. Vishnu, if you'll follow me, I'll go ahead and take you on your tour.
Okay, I would really enjoy that. All right,
here on the left, we have the world lifting class taught by Atlas.
Hey there, Hades. What's going on, man? You missed your last lesson.
I know, Atlas. I missed my gains day.
Gotta get them gains, bro.
And over here on the right, you got your survival skills with Hercules. And if you look on the left... But this is really going on the right. You'll have illusions with Anansi.
Hey, Hades, man, you got my money, homie?
I'll have it next week, Anansi.
Man, you better have my money or I'm gonna make somebody else disappear.
You'll have to ignore Anansi. He's a little antsy every now and again. And if you look in this classroom right here, we have current events with Odin.
And if you turn to page 37, the Jews and Arabs
are. And if you look back over here, Medusa's hair salon. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. That flame looks so good.
Aw, thank you. You did such a good job. And if you look over here, you'll have Avestus for arts and crafts. You know, you'll meet him later, I'm sure. And then Emish's gardening class.
Emish, who is he?
He's the Sumerian god of vegetation, but no one really likes him.
Mm.
And then you got Loco Spa. But unless you like being massaged with chicken bones and being lathered up in snake bile, I suggest you stay away from there. And then you got Neptune swim class at the pool.
Hey, bro. Let's go. Who you got there?
His name's Vishnu. He's one of the new guys.
Hey, Vishnu. You look like a strong swimmer, son, with those 4 arms.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited to be taught swimming by the mighty Poseidon. I have heard so many good things. My arms are so... Oh!
Can't wait.
All right, and here we are at your room. But before you get settled in, I suggest you go ahead and pick an energy provider.
Who are the energy providers here?
Oh, we got a couple of different sun gods. We got Helios, Apollo, Ra, and Sol. You'll find packets for each one of them in your room. It'll give you a little bit more information about which one you might want the most.
Oh my gosh, this is all so very exciting.
Knock, knock, knock.
And speaking of Asbestos, the Rolling Ambrosia Brewery.
I don't know about that, it's just a $5 bottle of vodka from the corner store. So who we got here, Hades?
This is Vishnu. Somebody else who broke my door.
Another broken door?
Speaking of broken doors, when is my new one gonna be finished?
I mean, yeah, look at these arms. I mean, what else can you do with those arms?
Oh, I am very good at strength. I have very good energy projection. I can create a universe in my hand to give you eternal life.
Yeah. You got 4 arms. That makes 20 fingers. My wife is gonna love you.
Ooh, where is your wife? Who is she and where can I meet her?
Oh, that's Aphrodite. She's back on Whore Island.
Speaking of Whore Island, every night the Red Hot Chili Peppers put on a concert at the Whore Island Pavilion.
You give it away.
Ooh, the Chili Peppers. How did you land them, my friends?
Well, how else do you think I got their last album to do so well? They sold me their souls.
Ooh,
remember
yes.
my second job?
That's why John Frusciante left the band. I see very much now.
All right, well, I'll leave you to unpack your things.
Okay.
Come, Asbestos. I have some new door designs to review with you. I was thinking that maybe we could...
I told you, they call me Vulcan.
Ooh. That is the Roman gods of California.
Oh, quite an adventure.
Quite an adventure. Now, Zach, would you like to hear more things like that? Like the Roman gods of California? Would you like to hear more of that situation?
Yeah. Go ahead, lay it on me.
All right. Well, no, not right now. Are you kidding me? No.
Oh, okay.
We got to write another one.
Yeah, we got to write another one. This audio takes forever to get a hold of, but we will have that kind of audio soon. This is one other thing that the boys do. We have a group of people. If you'd like to be involved in that group, actually, Zach, that'd be awesome too. We call them Zips. That is the boys' improv players, and we do lots of funny little skits that you can find on theboysmedia.com. Just click the skits tab and enjoy some wrestling skits that we do. Mm-hmm. We do one where we interview celebrities and deal with their issues and problems.
We Pokemon.
Lots of funny ones. Yep. Pokemon Noir.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was really fun. And Stoner Batman.
Uh-huh. And An Hour.
Oh.
Our lovely news documentary.
The one that we can't air.
No, you got to go to the website to check that one out, but it's
worth
it.
Yeah, we can't put that one on here.
An Hour. Yeah, you can't do that one. But what we will do on this stage is I'm going to call an audible right here, guys, because we need to talk about something that's pretty important. I'm developing a list.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this list is pretty important because it describes a lot that we do. We do a lot of pop culture stuff, guys. That's one of our biggest things is pop culture, what it does through our history, what it is right now. Yeah. And I think storytelling is pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
So I think we need to do a list of the greatest stories of all time. Now, I made like a little like pre-list or whatnot, but that was just fictional stories or halfway fictional stories. Then people came to Facebook, and I put this out there on Facebook. And, yeah, I put it to the community. And David Hare out there, he talked about the potato famine in Ireland.
The Dust Bowl.
Ken Coble talked about the Tesla versus Edison.
Great story.
My mom talked about the English plague or the European
plague.
So they're non-fictional stories, guys. What are some of the greatest stories you have ever heard? Like in your tale, whether it be fiction, non-fiction, what are some of the greatest stories you've ever heard?
Ooh. Romeo and Juliet stands the test of time.
Okay.
Titanic.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be funny.
Okay, wait. The story of the Titanic or the movie Titanic?
The story of Titanic, not the movie.
The story stands the test.
Because Jack Dawson definitely could have sat on top of that, whatever the floating thing was.
The door.
Right.
Yeah, that door. It was a door, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Zach?
You got me bamfoozled. Space Jam.
Space Jam's a good one.
One of the greatest stories of all time.
I'll second that one.
Ever told. Let me throw some of these at you guys. The Exodus.
Okay, yeah.
The biblical Exodus. That could be fictional,
plagues.
Non-fictional, but it could be just religious. Okay. We could actually have a whole religious section
stories,
of this.
Yeah.
The story of Buddha.
Yeah.
His sitting underneath the tree and all that's great. Kill Bill. The story of Kill Bill, Volume 1 and 2. Because you think about modern stories. Think about that. Think about stories within the movie making modern story. That's one of the best ones. People always say those two movies are great and the story's great. It's got to be good. The origin of Batman.
Yeah.
Pretty dang good story, especially modern wise. We're going to do this list. It's going to be awesome. We're going to find many ways to bring this to you, and we're going to separate all these and get that to you on Talk Radio 1190. We're going to do the Boys Power Hour. Join us next. We're going to talk about the trend and talk about butt rubbing former NBA players because they're awesome. 817-787-1190. 214-787-1190 is how you can call and talk about butt rubbing ex-NBA players with us. So stay tuned. This is the Boys Power Hour.
Stay tuned for butts. I guess I didn't know.
At GiveMeTheVIN.com, we buy 1,000 cars a month and we make about $300 a car. That's a tight margin, but we know what we're doing. That's why I say if I can't beat your CarMax offer, I'll gladly give you $100. I can't beat them all, but I beat them most of the time. GiveMeTheVIN.com. We pick up. We're all online. We're the fastest car deal you've ever seen. Give us a shot. Let us impress you. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Sell us your car.
GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
This is Monster Jam. And there's no holding back. See Gravedigger, Max D, Gas Monkey Garage, and more. Where every athlete is in it to win it. Monster Jam. Presented by Metro PCS and brought to you by BKT Tires and Chick-fil-A Dallas-Fort Worth. Coming to AT&T Stadium February 4th. Buy your tickets now at MonsterJam.com. Additional fees apply.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0707 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0707.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
iHeartRadio just got even better with services and features no one else has. Live radio and your music in one app. Plus, get unlimited skips. Play any song. Instantly replay or save songs from the radio to your personal playlist. And listen to your music offline, data free. Three great choices. iHeartRadio free, iHeartRadio plus, iHeartRadio all access. Powered by Napster. Pick the one that's right for you. The new and improved iHeartRadio. Open the app or download it now.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with There's a Voice Power Hour forecast. Tonight, cloudy skies and a low around 48, and tomorrow, thunderstorms and a high around 68. This report's brought to you by Jerry Durant Toyota.
Jerry's first huge sale is on at Jerry Durant Toyota.
Drive new 2017 Corolla LEs for $119 a month, 36-month lease.
Hurry to Durant Toyota in Weatherford.
And Jerry Durant Toyota in Granbury.
Excludes DTL and 125 dealer fee with approved credit. Dot 866-484-5835 for full details.
The bitch came back the very next day. Oh, the bitch came back. Thought she was a goner, but the bitch came back. She couldn't stay away. Don't you know the bitch?
Well, I'm not going to say that, actually, but we're back. Yes, that's right. The biatches are back. I'm not sure if he should cut that or not. But we're back here with The Trend, guys, and you know who your host is for The Trend. It's Positive C.
Oh, yeah. There's been lots of funky stuff that's happened out there in the pop culture land that is the United States of America.
Oh, yeah.
And social media is the way that people keep track of it, and usually to keep track of things on social media with a hashtag.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we do right here on The Trend.
We hashtag
things that happen in the United States and ask questions, you know, the real questions that everyone should be asking about these certain things,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hard-hitting. This is hard-hitting journalism. This right here, guys.
This is our news desk.
This is the best prepared trend we've ever done.
Yes.
Like, the best prepared trend we have ever done. And we're here with Zach Killian, who is joining us because Cassie is being buried right now up to her neck in sand.
Hashtag.
That's going to make me horny.
Hashtag. So let's start with the trend
Whoa.
Off, guys. Hashtag.
What?
Oh, my God. Okay. Hashtag Meryl.
That sounded like Cassie, actually.
Meryl. Oh, God. Okay. Meryl Streep decided to use her very public platform to say what so many of her peers have been feeling about the election of Donald Trump. But then she said something very, very dumb.
Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners. And if we kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts.
quick, quick, Question.
Yes.
Question.
You, the front there.
Ooh, question. Does Meryl Streep know that MMA has, I don't know, 3/4 of foreigners in it? Like literally everyone's either from Brazil or England, mm-hmm. or Ireland. The biggest MMA Russia. Fighter right now is an Irish immigrant.
Yep.
He's a foreigner. So that begs the question, is Meryl Streep an idiot leaving that to the table?
Typical white person.
I don't think that she's I don't think that she's an idiot per se. I think that she's just put herself in a place where she isn't cultured about that things. Like she probably doesn't pay attention to any of those things and just thought, oh, this will be a great thing to say. Let's go ahead and just insult basic middle class and lower with this one comment. Like she pretty much just explained that we shouldn't be listening to her. Because she's not in the same realm that we are.
It's probably because everyone pays attention to social media, and the one thing you always see is either football or MMA fighting. And then she was like, well, MMA has the word arts in it, so people will think I'm artsy if I do that.
Okay.
Martial arts aren't arts. Well, I think there's a lot of people that would disagree with you on that.
They're very artistic.
Yes, they are.
Okay, what separates an art from anything? What's the definition of an art? Art's undefinable, isn't it?
Let's... Okay,
what does Google say and what does your heart say?
Yeah.
I say art's undefinable. I say you don't have a clear definition of what an art is.
I think art is something that you have to work at.
Okay.
It's like a creative expression.
Exactly.
So the definition from Google is the expression or application of human creative skill and imagination, typical in a visual form such as painting or sculpture, producing works to be appreciated primarily for the beauty or emotional power.
Sports
have emotional power.
Yes, they are. They're emotionally impactful. In fact, for the sports fans out there right now, we have an update for you, a little score update. Thanks to Forget Conformity. Yeah, boys that can Forget Conformity are keeping you in tune. 36-20, the Falcons are beating the Seahawks out there for all those sports fans listening. But yeah, totally. That is what it is. So there is an artistic beauty, especially to MMA, like boxing as well, too. People call that a sweet science. They also call it an art, too, because you have to work at it, and you have to know what you're doing in the ring, and you have to think about all that. So I don't understand where she's coming from in that. I think that was really a misguided of her to say.
She's separated from the masses, that's all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a lady who pretends to be people, other than herself, very well. I don't know why we're listening to her. All right, let's move right along, guys. Hashtag butt rubber. Hashtag butt rubber. That's
right. For your butt?
Man, yeah.
I want some butt rubber. Ooh, you're cracking up today. We might not even need something different later.
Okay, so... anyway, 34-year-old former Boston Celtic nobody, Orion Green or Orion Green, no one really cares how you pronounce the first name, was arrested in his girlfriend's neighborhood in Florida for breaking into homes and rubbing the butt of a 40-year-old woman. He actually kissed her neck, too.
Ew.
So that leads me to ask the question, what is the weirdest thing that you've ever done in someone else's home? Like, not breaking in or anything, but what's the weirdest thing that you've ever done in someone else's home?
I'm not sure how clean this is
going to
be.
Oh, okay.
That's
like
some skeletons in the closet.
Yeah,
there.
Go ahead and workshop that in your mind there, Thorny. Zach, do you have any clean things that you've done in people's homes that you kind of regret?
Well, I did have an incident here yesterday.
Okay, this is a home away from home for people.
I had an interview with the band.
Okay.
And... I thought I could let out a silent fart.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was not silent, and it was not dry.
Oh, it was definitely deadly, though.
Yeah, and I started walking by Russ Martin smelling like a certain substance, and I was like, well, this is nice.
Oh. Fart substance.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Russ!
Oh, man.
I'm sure
he
smells, too.
That's awful.
It's a crappy situation.
That is a crappy situation. Wow. I guess you have to wipe the slate clean at some point in time.
Oh man, too soon.
Very funny.
Yeah. Okay. What about Thorny? Have you workshopped that in your head?
Yeah. The easiest way to put it would be to self-complete in somebody else's house while they were asleep.
That's gonna make me horny.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
Hey, man, when you're 13, sometimes you just got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I can feel that. I don't know. Yeah, I guess I can tell this story on air. Okay, in high school, I actually was at my buddy's house. We were both playing hooky, and he had to go in back into school to take a test or something like that. I had to stay at his place. Well, I wasn't supposed to be there. His stepmom comes home, and I have to hide like in the living room behind a couch while she's there like going through mail real quick. Then she leaves, turns on the motion sensor. Freaking security thing. So I have to like military crawl back upstairs. I trip it. And so I'm running out of the house. Luckily, my buddy gets home right as I'm running out of the house. Like, I probably would have fake gone to jail for a little bit because of breaking into someone's house. Yeah, that was funny. I'm sorry, Dixie. I'm not sure if you're listening right now. But yeah, I was there that one day. That's really weird. Okay, we got a little bit of time. We have a little bit of time. Hashtag Soulja Boy versus Chris Brown. Soulja Boy and Chris Brown are going to fight each other, apparently. Mayweather is training Soulja Boy. Mike Tyson is training Chris Brown. Who you got, Soulja Boy or Chris Brown?
Ooh.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown?
Hands down.
Chris Brown. Just because he knows how to punch
people. He likes
people.
Punching people.
He doesn't know
especially
how to punch
women.
Men, though.
Yeah, no, he knows how to beat a woman.
He's not a man.
Yeah.
Aim for the Achilles
heel. I'll go Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy's not a man, though.
I'm gonna take Tyson Brown because Mike Tyson's awesome and I just want to see Mike Tyson. You know,
true. In fact, I forgot Mayweather.
Yeah, yeah. Mayweather gonna teach him how to avoid a punch. You know what I mean? Gonna teach him how to. You can't avoid all the punches in the world. Trust me, I tried to avoid the punches all the time. I used to not talk like this. I used to talk normal. But then all of a sudden all the punches keep coming and it's like, oh man, I can't even speak no more because my tongue too big for my mouth. Okay, yeah, we are the Boys Media. My name is Mike Tyson. You're hanging out with the boys with the Positive C, Jim the Brain Box.
Ew.
Yeah, the Thornquist and Will of Viola Thoughtwell. And this is one random dude. He looked pretty cool and all. His name is Zach. He's hanging out with him right now. We have a little bit more coming for you, but we're hanging out with Mike Tyson right now because he's a champion and we are the boys. 817-787-1190 or 214-787-1190. Yeah, that's the Boys Power Hour in your face. It's a knockout blow.
We'll be back.
They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget.
iHeartRadio just got better. We've always given you the best stations from across the country and personalized artist stations. Today, we introduce unlimited access to our iHeartRadio music library.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kelly Clarkson.
Millions of songs you can search and play on demand. Unlimited skips. Create your own playlists and take the music you love offline to listen without using data or needing a connection.
All your favorite radio stations and unlimited music all in one app.
Open the iHeartRadio app and try everything free for a month.
This is iHeartRadio.
Childhood hunger is a silent epidemic. One in five school children do not have enough to eat. School lunch programs help feed these kids. But when the school bell rings on Friday, many of these children have nothing to eat. Blessings in a Backpack provides two entrees, two breakfasts, and two snacks for children who would otherwise have no food and no hope. Go to blessingsinabackpack.org.
Medieval Times and Dallas Life have teamed up to tackle hunger in North Texas. Bring any non-perishable food item to the Dallas Castle and receive 45% off adult admission for a Thursday, Sunday, or the 2 p.m. Saturday show through February 12. Call 1-888-WE-JOUST or go to medievaltimes.com.
For more information about contests on this station, go to kfxr.com/rules.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with There's a Boys Power Hour forecast. Tonight, cloudy skies and a low around 48, and tomorrow, thunderstorms and a high around 68. This report's brought to you by Jerry Durant Toyota.
Jerry's first huge sale is on at Jerry Durant Toyota.
Drive new 2017 Corolla LEs for $119 a month, 36-month lease.
Hurry to Durant Toyota in Weatherford.
And Jerry Durant Toyota in Granbury.
Excludes TTL and 125 dealer fee with approved credit. Dial 866-484-5835 for full details.
And now for something completely different.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Hopefully you don't feel dumber for listening to us here on Talk Radio 1190. We are the Boys Power Hour, Positive C, Jim the Brain Box,
hey.
Will Viler, Shotwell,
hey.
Zach Killian tonight, Hollywood's Wilson, get well. Well, we'll see you next time. Right now, we are throwing it to the Brain Box for something completely different.
And you know what we're going to do something completely different with today? We've got Positive C here, and he's really good about keeping it positive. So we're having a new little game or a new little segment we're calling Positive Thoughts with Positive C.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum.
Okay!
Yeah, there we go. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw you a few different scenarios.
Okay.
And anybody else thinks of any, by all means, feel free to throw one in there as well.
You can go to @ZBoysMedia on Twitter.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, tell us
we
that.
We hit up everybody. We hit up on Facebook too.
Facebook, which is facebook.com/TheBoysMedia, mm-hmm. facebook.com/TheBoysMedia Network.
So,
or call in.
Or call in 817-787-1190 or 214-787-1190. I have to show off I know it now.
There we go.
First 45 minutes.
I'm going to give you some very vague situations so that you can, one, figure out how you think the situation played out, and two, put the positive spin on it.
Oh, spin it. It's what I do. If you guys don't know me in real life, this is literally what I do to my own life. I take all the crappy situations and I go, no, it's going to be fine.
Silver lining
didn't kill anybody.
So, first scenario, let's say you're driving down I-35 in the rain with a boat hitched to the back of your truck and you get a flat tire.
All right, first off.
On your car or on the trailer?
Yeah, on the trailer.
On your actual truck.
Well. First, that doesn't suck that much, because what if you just happen to be driving during the middle of the great flood that's happening? So, I mean, yeah, you might have got a flat tire, but you have your boat. You're already prepared for whatever's going to happen. And also, you can barter anything because you have a boat. Like, most likely, if you're driving down the road and you see someone with a flat tire and have a boat, they seem a lot more important than somebody who just has, like, a normal car. So you're more inclined to help them out. Most likely, people with boats aren't killers, per se.
Dexter Morgan.
You could be. Yes, exactly. So but people with boats have money. They usually have something that they're doing. They look like they're involved in something more than like trying to rob you. They don't need any money from you. They have a boat. So
if they're trying to stash a body in the boat and they're doing that as a cover up.
You see, that I can't get in the minds of everyone else thinking. Yeah. I have to, as the boat haver, know what I'm doing, and I am not smuggling any bodies in there. So it's not that bad, you know what I mean? And I most likely have AAA. I mean, so you're sitting on the highway, it's kind of rainy. Probably people are driving slower because it's rainy. There might be an accident, but there could be an accident anytime on the highway, so it's not that bad.
Okay. So, second scenario, an earthquake happens while you are making a caca.
What's a caca?
A poop.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, man, like, that could be a blessing in disguise right there. are you kidding me? Like, what if you're kind of constipated, right?
Shake it out.
Yeah, exactly. She sacks on my level, baby. Like, you know, there's
scares the crap out of you. Literally.
There's no, yeah, exactly. There's no reason to really push hard or like worry about, you know, getting the prolapse or anything like that. You should be able to just kind of just rest there and let it happen. Plus, I've heard the bathroom is a pretty safe place because it usually has really, you know, sturdy walling. You know, you're already next to the bathtub. Yeah, usually in the middle of the house. That's where they tell you need to be. You're already in prime spot. You're sitting down on a toilet. Toilets are usually left standing in places. I've seen, you know, footage of tornadoes and stuff like that, and toilets seem to be still there. So you might be okay in a it was a hurricane or earthquake. Yeah, definitely. Hurricane might be a little bit different, but you don't know. What are you doing taking a crap in the middle of a hurricane anyway, you idiot? Get out of the. They've given you warning. It's a hurricane.
When you gotta go. Right, you gotta go.
Home? Yeah. Why are you home? Exactly.
Hold on. Your butts.
You played yourself. You played yourself. See, these are easy.
Okay.
Gosh.
Okay. They're about to get a little bit harder.
Okay.
So you're driving down the road with 9 different coffees for the office, and you notice a bee in the car.
Ooh. Oh.
You hate bees.
I hate flying insects in general, so this is bad. So, okay, so 9 coffees. Okay, I probably wanted to quit this job for a while.
You just run these coffees because
I'm getting 9 coffees for these idiots that I call coworkers. I don't like these people. I'm not getting the 9 coffees because I like them. I'm getting it because I'm probably the office B.
Yeah.
And you know what? I need to move on with my life anyway. And there's a B in my car. So you know what? All full circle. I quit. I'm leaving. You know what? I'm just gonna pull over, dump all the coffees on my car, set my car on fire because I need to start a new life anyway. Because life hasn't been giving me anything.
I'm not sure how positive that one is.
Trust
that
me. Is no, it's quickly. It's positive because it's positively what's going to happen.
Oh,
okay, new scenario.
Do you guys have any thought off the top of your heads? No? Okay.
No problems? Is there any issue out there?
I've got one. Well, I've pulled a lot of these from different things we've had shot over. So.
Right.
So here's one. Here's a big one.
Ooh.
You spend 5 years of your life trying to date someone you think you're in love with. But after those 5 years, you never actually date them and have passed up on many other opportunities.
You have saved yourself for the absolute right person. Because in this time of you wanting this one person, right, you've sculpted the way that you would like a mate to be. So you know what you would like. So the next person that you meet that catches you in that way, and the same way, it's going to be instant. You're not even going to have to think about it. It's going to be there. You've already developed this idea. There was none of that trial and error with all these other crappy girls. You just weren't for that person.
Yeah.
There's somebody out there for everybody, but there's lots of similar people. So, like, your soulmate that you meet might be just an example of what your soulmate is. It might not be that person, but it's that kind of person is who you like. So the next person that you meet that way that matches that, it's going to be easier for you to get, you know, to know them and get past those awkward stages. So it's not wasted time. You've saved yourself. You've actually put yourself in a better position than people who date around and don't know what they like or have all these different kind of people around them. And they're like, oh, man, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I want. No, you know what you want. It just didn't happen to be that direct individual right there.
Very nice. That was a good spin on that one.
I've had to do it myself, guys. Captain Friend Zone.
I'm pulling some of these from experience.
That's really good. I like this. Let's keep this coming.
What are we? Okay. Okay.
Is there anything out there in the world right now? Any like world issue that you think that I could spin positively?
It's 45 degrees and you're getting sprayed with water in the middle of the night because you're protesting land.
45 degrees or 25 degrees?
25 degrees, fine. We'll go even lower.
You have put yourself out there to do something like we were talking about this in pre-show, talking about how millennials, you know, they say they want to do something, they say they want to change the world, but they're not, or they're not actually doing it. Well, if you were there, I was there, we are millennials. Yeah. Well, this was an example of us out there doing that. Even though it sucks and we might get pneumonia like poor Cassie, even though she wasn't out there defending the lands, even though she probably would want to.
Or was she?
She almost went.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. She probably would. But like you're doing something. Yeah. And you're putting yourself out there, and that positive of that is what has come of it, which is some of those things have been stopped, and the actual protests have worked. They fundamentally worked. Why are we not wait, hold on. Let's forget about this. Why are we not celebrating the fact that those protests actually worked?
Because it's no longer a negative thing for the media to spin towards us. So we all kind of forgot that it worked.
It's crazy.
And it's because we look at the negative.
That is so wild. Those things worked.
That's exactly why I thought of this
segment
for you.
Negatives is what sells in media.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
If something actually works, nobody wants to hear it.
Except on the Zaboys Media Network.
Yes.
Because we do not sell the negative.
We try to stay biased. Yeah,
we
try to stay biased.
That's Zach, actually, I would like you to talk more about your project, the Local Lounge. Plug anything that you have coming up here, because you are a member of the Zaboys Media Network. Your show will be available on zaboysmedia.com coming up soon, correct?
Yes, I'll be sending them y'all's way and getting that hooked up very soon.
Sweet. Plug anything you got coming up.
Coming up, we do have Sonar Lights. I just interviewed them last night. We have them next Saturday. I'm trying to get in touch with Jessie Fry. She is a big pop and had a goth rock singer.
Yep.
And she actually is connected to Bernie Sanders in a big way.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. I didn't know
that. Yeah,
she
opened up for him at his rally last year. I went to go see it. She performed in front of about 6,000 people. I was actually there for Bernie Sanders. Very good.
So we've played her stuff once or twice.
Yeah.
Oh, she's great. And I'm trying to get her in because I have a good connection with her. And I was also trying to get Kayla Sinclair in, but she is very hard to get in contact with now because now she sings for M83.
Does she really?
Yes. She actually got that last year. She put an audition tape out, and they took her. And she's been to Ireland, Scotland, Australia. She's been all over the damn world.
So is she, like, doing backup, or is she kind of, like, because I know they got
a
male
keyboardist and backup.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. Awesome.
Big things.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of good talent out there in North Texas.
There is.
It's getting discovered more and more.
Yes. We actually, I'm going to do a little self-plug. My band, Forget Conformity, we're going to be playing in the So What Festival out there in Grand Prairie, March 25th or 24th, 5th, and 6th, mm-hmm. out there at Airhawk Stadium. We're playing the last day. We're playing the 26th, along with bands like Every Time I Die is going to be there.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice.
Set Your Goals is going to be there. 4 Year Strong is making a comeback, or their farewell tour. I can't remember what it is. They're coming there. He Is Legend. The Greatness of Norma Jean. A lot of great.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, nice. It's a big, big thing, and my band gets to play it. We're really excited. So that's awesome. If you guys want tickets, if you guys hear me out there and you guys want tickets, so what? Hit me up, because I have a very sweet deal for you guys, some ticket specials. And maybe one day we'll do a contest within the next couple of months.
That'd
and
cool.
See if someone can win some tickets to the So What Festival. I'll put up some money of my own. Yeah, it's a really good idea. The Boys Media Network will be there. If you guys want to hang out with, I think Sons of Ina has a show coming up very soon. Yeah, they're playing a benefit concert, I believe. Hold on, let me check this out real quick.
I want to say they mentioned it being next week, but I could be completely wrong.
I think it is.
I think it's soon.
Next week. It's at Tomcat's. If I believe I'm saying this correctly, our boys at Sons of Ina, who are now on a No Hope for Alderaan Productions. So many cool stuff. Yeah, Sons of Ina, the 21st of January with Threat to the Enemy. It's going to be a benefit show out there at Tomcat's for, who are these people? Some people are Hallmark family. It's a Hallmark family. Okay. So we're going to help those people out. And go spend some money out there. Go hang out with Sons of Ina. And, you know, we love local music here on the Boys Power Hour. We started out playing local music on just the radio show.
Hey, you mentioned No Hope for Alderaan. Please explain that.
Okay, so No Hope for Alderaan. Now, do you want me to explain the production company, or do you want me to just explain the actual?
No, not the Star Wars reference, but the actual company.
No Hope for Alderaan, my drummer, John Baker, is developing a booking management agency called No Hope for Alderaan. His basis on it is he wants to start doing things for this local market that people aren't doing, which is drawing the bands together instead of just trying to make money from them. And so he's putting together a stable of a few different bands. He's still looking for a few and a couple of solo artists that he can book around. He has a lot of great connections in the local music scene. He pretty much can get booking at Tomcat's and Ridgely whenever he needs to, Rail Club, all those places like that. So if you're an up-and-coming band looking for somebody who can build your website, who's going to work harder than you are even thinking about working, John will work harder than you. Trust me, we spent about, I don't know, 3 hours working on our site after he spent 2 hours working on his personal site. So it's a really good thing to have in our stable for the Boys Media Network. Zach, I hope that all the things that you have going will continue on for the Boys Media Network, because we're awesome.
Yes, we are.
No doubt.
No doubt. And this has been awesome. I hope you guys had a good time tonight. Next week, I will not be here. Next week, you will be led by the greatness of DWB. Daniel Wayne Brown will be making his triumphant return to the Boys.
Has
a one-week-only leadership role. And so enjoy him. Cassie will probably be back next week. Stick around for Texas Tech basketball as they play the Oklahoma Sooners. But if you want to watch NFL football, go ahead and watch that too, because that's probably going to be better. We'll see you next week, guys.
Adios, guys.
Stay gold, Pony Boy.
There you go.